Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game broadcasting live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. It's time now to talk to Hal Gill. He's brought to you by Dunkin'. And Robbie and Rex Road going to be at a new Dunkin' this week. It will be in Franklin at 1441 New Highway 96 West. So come by 6 to 9, stop by, and have a chance to win lots of great prizes. But we always got to get our dunks with Hal. Skillsy, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. Got my dunks on the way into the rink, getting ready for the Penguins tonight.
Going to be a good one, but I want to start with the news that came out yesterday. John Hines named the new head coach of the Minnesota Wild, and ironically, they'll be in Smashville on Thursday. So it'll be Hines' homecoming, first game in Nashville since he left the Predators. But what did you think of that move?
Yeah, Minnesota, I was looking at the schedule ahead, and I blipped over Minnesota. I'm like, whoa, they're supposed to be good. And I was expecting them to be good, and they're just not. So if you're not getting the results, we're talking about the 20-game mark here with the Preds, and where do they stand and what do they look like? Well, Minnesota didn't look good. And defensively, they haven't been good. So time for a change. And a good opportunity for John Hines. I know, as soon as I think he was right up there with Laviolette for that Rangers job. It was looking like he was doing something with San Jose. Maybe.
Uh-oh. I think we lost. Ring. There he is.
Sorry, we all knew he was going to get back in the ring. Just a matter of time. And so it looks like Bill Guerin has his guy, and we'll see how this goes. And it's exciting that we're going to get a good look at him nice and early.
We got a little bit of a bad connection there, Hal. We'll see
Are you going over a bunch of speed bumps?
You're better.
Am I better now?
You are.
I'm really sorry. Sometimes, Chase, when you have relationships, you just get disconnected for a little bit, but you got to come back and you got to work at it and find a way to come back together. And I feel like we've done that. I feel like we're better for it.
We are better for it. That is for sure. Hal Gill is with us, Predators in action tonight. Now, we've talked about Philip Forsberg and how he's pretty much that catalyst for this team. He's on fire right now, 25 points, 11 goals. Ryan O'Reilly's right there with him. What have you seen out of that line? And I love the Gus Nyquist on that line, too. It just seems like that chemistry is really there.
Yeah, you think? Oh, boy, they're buzzing. It was interesting to me because I felt like, there was tandems that Brunette was looking at, and he was trying to make things work. And and O'Reilly and Forsberg were that tandem he wanted to have together, but he didn't know who to put with that line. Was it Parson in? He tried some different things, different looks, and then Nyquist came up, and I said, okay, that kind of works. And then all of a sudden, they just started buzzing, and they look good, and a lot of fun to watch those guys. The way Nyquist kind of digs in the corners and gets his feet moving, starts the offensive zone going, I feel like it really plays into the hand of O'Reilly, who's typically in and around the net, and Forsberg, who's kind of slashing in and out of the slot and looking for shooting spots. And so you put those three together, and I've had a lot of fun watching them.
Hal, we talked to you last week about, the frustrations with this young hockey team and everybody coming together and meshing and the camaraderie. The last four or five games, they've come together like a completely different team. Now, what is impressing you about this hockey team now?
Well, I hate to break it down to one thing, but everything, I can give you all the reasons why, but one of them has to be Ryan McDonagh being back in the lineup. He came back, and I think that steadies things down. It puts everyone in their place on the defensive end. But the way that they played, and it kind of coincides with him coming back, they're attacking in the offensive zone. They're attacking the front of the net. They're getting a lot more net front presence. That's why Philip Forsberg has so many goals recently, is because he's all over the net. I mean, he's hounding the puck. And how many goals have we seen? Are tips, deflections, rebounds, knocking it out of the air, presence around the net. And then defensively, I feel like they're doing such a better job. Everyone was questioning, are the goalies the way they should be playing? Are they playing up to snuff? And you look at Lankinen and Josi, who you think, okay, maybe they struggled early on. Well, I don't think they struggled. I think defensively they just weren't strong in front of the net, and they weren't clearing pucks, and they weren't letting our goalies see the puck. And so they've done a lot better job at that, and I know it's been a point of emphasis with the team, is net front battles are huge, and I think they're winning those and turn winning games.
You know, I'm weird when I watch a sporting event. You know, you like for hockey, you watch the goal score. I always like to watch the reaction howl from the team on the bench and everybody.
Yeah.
And like they're genuinely excited for each other. And I know it's a small thing, Hal, but to me that's a big thing when guys celebrate other guys' success on and off the ice. And I'm seeing that now from this hockey team.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's nothing better. I mean, obviously scoring a goal is great, but there's nothing better than when your friends and your peers and your teammates are happy for you and show it. You know, it's that makes you feel better than the goal itself. And so I think, like, you look at Jakob Trenin, who had a rough start. He just, like, I thought he was playing some great hockey. He wasn't scoring goals. He scored a goal finally, and the place went nuts. Like, the bench went insane. They were fired up for him. They're happy for him. They know what he brings to the team, and now he gets rewarded. And I feel like that it feeds itself, you know, like it just keeps feeding the beast. When you're excited about your teammates scoring, you're excited about getting the job done, it feeds. And then eventually that leads to wins. And I think that's the kind of mentality that they're looking for. I think you look at the leadership and you say, hey, is the leadership driving this? And are they driving us the right way? And I think we're seeing that at the 20-game mark. We're seeing that. We're seeing those guys that are driving the game and the way they want to play and their identity and the toughness that they have to sticking up for each other. You know, like if Roman Josi gets bumped into, you got a bunch of people that are staring him down. Jeremy Lauzon is there to fight. If he needs to, McCarron has done it. They're all into it. They're all playing a feisty, hard game, and they're playing together, which is a lot of fun to play like that.
Hal Gill is with us. And with Juuse Saros, you know, we've talked about this basically since he got into the league, that, you know, sometimes he gets off to a bit of a slow start. If you just strictly look at the numbers right now, they don't blow you away. But do you feel like he's starting to come into form?
Yeah, I thought he was awesome. Early on, you know, you had games against Tampa and Boston that you lose those games. They're good teams. And the power play, both power plays were good, and they scored a bunch. And you go, okay, Juice looked awesome, but they're losing games. And then, you know, it got away from them. They started losing games. They were getting out-battled by lesser teams, in my opinion, losing tough games. And I think you go, okay, Juice, and large part due to the net front, but you say, Juice needs to bail you out. Well, last game, Juice was fantastic. He was a beast in that first part of that Jets game. The first 10 minutes, they were under siege, and he got them through that. And then once they got through that, you know, Roman Josi was everywhere, and the team started to play the way they can, and they finished that game off. But that was made possible because Juice was awesome. And I do think Lanks looks really good as well. He's played some great hockey in St. Louis. He's fantastic.
You know, Hal, looking at Pittsburgh tonight and the Preds, same point, same – I mean, it's weird how eerily similar these two teams are, at least standing record-wise.
Yeah. Well, I looked at it. I don't know. Pittsburgh is a tough team. You have that big three with, of course, Crosby, Malkin, Letang. Like, those guys have been there forever. Like, I was playing with those guys. And then you go, okay, when is the bubble going to burst? And when do they have to move one of those guys? Or when is this ride over for the Penguins? When are they not going to be in the mix? And then they went out and signed Erik Karlsson. And you go, oh, whoa, okay. They're going back at it, and they're going to be good. And they had a rough start, but I think, what are they, 8-2 in their last 10 games. So things have turned around. They're a tough team. They're always tough. It amazes me that Crosby just keeps going. You know, he's not necessarily the highlight reel kid anymore. He's just so smart in and around the net. He's got great hands. He sees the ice. He plays the advantages to a T. He's just such a good player. So anytime you have him on your team, you're going to have a chance. But right now, I think they're putting it together. So a team that's going to be tough to play against, and another good test for the Preds tonight.
And tonight is also going to be a big night for somebody we all know and love. Pete Weber, game number 2000 with the Nashville Predators. How cool is that?
That is pretty awesome. You know, you look around and you go, whoa, that's a lot of hockey. That's a lot of morning skates. That's a lot of buses to the rink. That's a lot of flights. That's a lot of calling hockey and talking about it. And the best part about Pete is, you know, he's been doing it for 2000. If you ask him about game 143, he'll tell you exactly what happened. And that was the game that, you know, so-and-so got stuck in the elevator and at the old Joe Louis. You know, he'll give you the whole story about every one of those games. A great man, a great person, a great mentor to me. And so it'll be nice to honor him for 2000. That is impressive.
It will be fun tonight against Pittsburgh and welcoming John Hines back on Thursday against Minnesota. Skillsy, appreciate it. It's a big week. And Peter Laviolette on Saturday against the Rangers. So, Skillsy, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, I'm glad we worked through our issues with our tension. I feel better than I ever have with you, Chase. Love you guys.
Hey, I feel better too. Love you too, Hal. Have a good one. Hal Gill joining us, presented by Dunkin' every Tuesday at 9:30. And right now we have your opportunity to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Predators take on Peter Laviolette and the New York Rangers at Bridgestone Arena this Saturday. It's a can't-miss event and the perfect time to celebrate with your friends, family, and your Smashville family in gold. Join in on the fun and help celebrate the 25th anniversary season and 25 years of Smashville. In honor of, I'm going to make Nick work for this. He's not going to like me, but I'm going to do it. In honor of the goal-scoring leader, caller number 9 at 615-737-1025.
I thought you were going to say caller 2000 in honor of Pete Weber.
I should have done that.
You still get the phones for like 2 shows.
That's right. Chase, what's up next, man?
Coming up next, I'm done. What are you done with? 615-737-1025. We got some good ones. You can weigh in on the text line and call in as well. 615-737-1025. That's next. Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063, The Game.